one of the reasons why I believe youth ministry is important is because that's what Jesus did. And as we study the life of Christ, we find that probably half, maybe two-thirds of his disciples were late teenagers or early 20-year-olds. A lot of people don't realize that, but John, for instance, wrote the book of Revelation in the 90s, 90 AD. So he was still alive then. It's like 92, 93. 50 years after Jesus' death, which means, and he spent 3 years with Jesus, that means it was 53 years, 52 years from the time that he first met Jesus. So if he was 18 years old at the time, then he was 70-something when he wrote Revelation. So he couldn't have been much older than that and still had been able to write a book like Revelation. And the other disciples are similar. They were unmarried. They were living with their parents. So if Jesus focused on young people, that had to be a pretty important thing. And then, as I mentioned earlier, that's where you get the greatest evangelistic fruit, and that's where you have the quickest life change. Young people have the most energy. They're sacrificial. They're idealistic. They're visionary. They'll pick up and go. They don't have to think about my family, my possessions. They don't have a family. They don't have possessions. And they can do what the disciples did with, they stood up and left their boats and nets and just followed Jesus. And often later on, you just can't do that easily. So I think there's a tremendous potential in work with young people, and got to capture that potential for the kingdom. Mm-hmm.